The nature of the species that we put into the interlayer space can either be as inner sphere complexes or outer sphere complexes. Now, an inner sphere complex is what we would see in our vermiculite, for instance, where the interlayer space is much smaller. It's what we see in the micas, where again there were no waters available to fit around to potassium. In contrast, for an outer sphere complex, there are now water molecules between the iron that's involved in the attraction to the surface. So in this case here, it's a cobalt 2 plus. So that cobalt 2 plus is attracted to the minuses that are in the tetrahedral layer. That's what's holding it there. But between that positive and the minus, we've now got waters. So we refer to that as an outer sphere complex, as a sphere of waters around that iron that's involved in the bonding. Whereas in the case of the inner sphere complex, it's inside. There's a direct contact between the two. This is a terminology that's often used in transition metal complexes to refer to inner sphere and outer sphere complexes. And it's due to the fact you either have a layer of water molecules, which we refer to as an outer sphere complex, or you don't.